One already apparent result of climate change is the disappearance of salt marshes, especially around New England. Reporter Avery Brookins visited what's left of the salt marsh islands along the Westport River on the Massachusetts south coast and has this report.
Salt marshes are wetlands that help protect the coastline from strong waves during storms. They absorb carbon from the atmosphere and serve as nurseries for fish and critical habitat for birds, such as ospreys. Here in the Westport River, you can see ospreys nesting on the marshes on top of man-made perches. But residents started noticing these marsh islands, especially in the west branch of the river, disappearing, and quickly.
There were a lot of openings and bare spots and places where it was falling in.
That's Jack Reynolds. He lives in Westport, about 2 miles from the West Branch, and used to fish in the river for striped bass for a living. About 10 years ago, after he retired, Reynolds was out on the river in his boat when he made this observation. He says the deterioration of the islands made him very concerned.
The river is in its entirety, is an organism. And if you take any part of an organism, one of the important parts, take it away, then the whole organism suffers.
Reynolds brought the issue to a nonprofit based in New Bedford called the Buzzards Bay Coalition, which works to protect and improve the health of the bay. Researchers looked at nearly 80 years worth of aerial images of 6 of the salt marsh islands in the West Branch. They also collected core samples to examine the marsh grass roots. The coalition science director, Rachel Jacuba, says the results of the study showed that the anecdotes about the islands were scientific facts.
Over the last 80 years, they've lost an average about almost half of their area over that time period. And the loss of marsh has really accelerated in the last 15 years.
The study points to 2 main reasons for the island's degradation: sea level rise and nitrogen pollution. As sea levels rise, more water inundates the marsh for longer periods of time. It's literally drowning the marsh. And too much nitrogen pollution from septic systems, farms, and polluted stormwater acts as a fertilizer, causing the marsh grass to grow a lot. But then the roots weaken and the marsh banks crumble into the water. There may be other factors, too, but residents like Eileen Sheehan are tired of waiting for scientists to agree on what's causing the problem. They want solutions. Back at her house, Sheehan sits on a sofa in her living room where she can see out her window what's left of a salt marsh island.
If it were really urgent, we would do something about nitrogen immediately and we'd look for any other causes. But we're not doing that. We're making another study in another year and maybe this and maybe that, until we're absolutely convinced that we have exactly the right thing, and by that time, there won't be marshes left.
There are some steps underway to solve the problem. The Buzzards Bay Coalition is working to replace older septic systems. They're one cause of nitrogen pollution. Researchers in the South Coast are also trying to figure out the best way to artificially raise the salt marshes, but the work is in the infant stages. Scientists don't know yet how much sediment is enough, and they're looking to Rhode Island as an example. Salt marsh restoration projects in the Ocean State are already underway. So what's in store for these salt marsh islands in the Westport River? If the degradation continues at the current rate, some scientists say the islands could be completely gone in the next 30 years or so. And that overwhelms town resident Eileen Sheehan with an incredible sense of loss.
We've had literally generations of kids going out there and picking up crabs and exploring, and not going to be possible for the next generation.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Avery Brookins in Providence.